Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Over the last few weeks, the growing shortage of teachers has become a serious issue. Principals are battling to fill posts right across their school teams. And figures released this week confirm that in excess of 60% of posts on teacher supply panels in the Dublin region are vacant. But along with the shortage of substitutes, many principals are saying that there's an important discussion needed around the gaps in full-time permanent teachers committing to longer-term posts. Well, Evelyn has been talking to principals and new teaching graduates to find out more. And Evelyn is here now. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
So we know these figures, 60%, that relates specifically to the substitute teacher panels. But you're hearing that the issues facing schools are bigger than that.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about this, and I suppose it was really highlighted a few weeks ago when the IPPN, the Irish Primary Principals Network, they stated that the shortage was a crisis. And so many factors were mentioned. Of course, lack of accommodation in Dublin, high rents, we'll come back to that. But while that shortage of the substitutes is an issue, there is that wider problem as well with the retention of long-term permanent teaching staff. With 900 primary schools nationwide, 27% of the total, at this point functioning without their full quota of teachers, again, according to that IPPN survey. And the lack of teachers is worse in Dublin. 65% don't have a full quota of staff. So to find out more, I started by visiting Principal Avila Donegan from Queen of Angels School in Ballally in South County Dublin. Here, Avila Donegan talks about the lack of applications for positions in her school, the kind of pressures her younger teachers are under, and how that's a total change for her from her experience in the past.
Got through COVID and everything is getting back to normal, but the issue is we had to reduce the class sizes so that there would be the metre between each child. The room sizes weren't big enough to spread out, so we're trying to build up our numbers again now.
So when you were enrolling the new group coming in, the new junior infants, you would take fewer children
because you had to have space. Because of the space. Some of our rooms are quite small, so we wouldn't have been able to fit more than 20 in the room safely. So everybody is taking on new challenges.
Then in the middle of all this, we're hearing about a shortage of teachers. Talk to me about what the experience has been like for you as a principal.
Well, we put an advertisement on education posts just before the midterm break. We have two temporary positions that we haven't been able to fill yet, and nobody applied. We didn't get one application.
So. And that's unusual for a school in this area. You'd usually have a lot of demand.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yes. So we are two teachers down. I have another teacher leaving on maternity leave at Christmas. So I have to find somebody after Christmas. And there are no teachers out there.
Why? What are you hearing?
First of all, it's too expensive to live in Dublin.
And they're saying this to you?
Yes. Huge amount of them are going to Australia and so forth to make money so that they can come home and buy a home. We have two teachers here that one of them went at Halloween and one is going at Christmas. And I have a teacher that's on a career break at the moment so that they can raise money to buy a house.
And again, this is the conversation, you know, going to raise the money.
Yes. It's the only way they can do it.
Have you ever had an experience where you've no applications for a job?
Never. Never. I'm 20 years in this school. And we've always had applications. There were times where we would have got 200 or 300 applications, but the least we've ever got is probably about 40. I couldn't believe it when I was waiting and waiting and waiting and not one came through. I don't know any schools that aren't missing somebody.
Gosh, that's stark. And more schools in Dublin too facing those challenges. How are they managing, Evelyn?
Well, the issue, Claire, is that when schools are short on teachers, they unfortunately then turn to their special education teams to fill the gaps. So you have cases where a child may be due time with a special education teacher, such vital time, but that teacher then is moved into a mainstream class to cover. And earlier this year, the department did allow schools to kind of bank hours lost by diverting special education teachers into mainstream classes. There are calls for that to be reinstated. But while all that is being played out, the reality today is that children with special education needs are losing out in some cases. So here Owen Dolan, who's principal of our Mother of Divine Grace School in Ballygall, outlines the challenges facing him.
So we have 22 early start children, and then we have 476 children from junior infants all the way up to sixth class, and then we have 11 teachers in our special ed department. So I suppose with the shortages, often that could be reduced to 8, 9, so you've two full teaching positions that might not be filled on a given day. And there would be many days throughout the week where, unfortunately, the special ed department tend to take the brunt of that. So
because you draw your staff from there to backfill.
Yeah, you would always try and prioritise the classroom first to make sure that there's all the classes are filled. So often then you have special ed roads that aren't filled. And I suppose we hear an awful lot about teacher shortages, but how it looks on a day to day is just that children who are entitled to and who need to be taken out for different supports just aren't being taken out, and we're having to prioritise our high priority children. But all the children at the moment, you know, all need support because of maybe the effects of COVID or the different needs that they have, and we're just not fulfilling those needs. I'm lucky that I have everybody filled as of now, but then any long term absence, whether it be for sickness or other reasons, I'm just unable to fill them. And I know from speaking to other teachers within the area, and teachers are advertising, you know, maternity positions till the end of the year. They are receiving no applications. I was recently asked to do an interview for a position and they actually received no applications. I suppose we're lucky that we're so close to St. Pat's and DCU and Marino that we can get some sort of cover, but still, it's stopgap. You might have somebody in on a Monday, Wednesday and the odd Thursday, but for the children, they're not getting that consistency. And if anything now, the children that we have in the school actually need more support than they would pre-COVID for obvious reasons, and we're actually giving them less support because from time, we just don't have the amount of teachers we need to fulfil the needs that we have. And if you, I suppose, think of a second class child, at the minute, in a lot of cases, they're presenting like a senior infant because they've had two very disruptive years. And obviously, we're very confident that given the resources, we could do a lot of the catch up work with them, but we just don't have the resources at the moment.
Stressful time for principals like Owen. And we've heard from both our speakers there who've been involved in the teaching profession for years, Evelyn. The younger graduates, though, what do they have to say about this?
Well, it was interesting. They say that so many of their friends are getting the training and then leaving, heading abroad. And in many cases, new graduates say that they'd always plan to go abroad, you know, in the early parts of their careers. But then others say, just look at the high cost of rents, the cost of living. It just makes sense to go abroad, as Evelyn Donegan was there saying there, to save your money or to even change career. And they say, look, we're different. We don't intend to maybe stay in teaching for 40 years like the old days, but accommodation is a huge issue. So here Tony, a teacher who graduated last year, he was hard at work in his classroom at Mother of Divine Grace National School when I called in, and just when you walked into his room, the energy that Tony had, he was running around the classroom. He's a fantastic teacher, but I decided to talk to him just to find out what a new graduate like himself and his fellow teaching graduates, just how are they getting on. Tony, you're the dream now, right?
Yes.
You're like the hottest ticket in town. Have you any idea why is there a shortage? What has happened with you and your peers?
So definitely, like, everybody that came out of college has a job. Jobs are not the issue, but it's the question, how do I get to it? Where do I sleep? Most people are facing into 2-hour drives to get home from work because there's no place to stay in Dublin. So yeah, the jobs are there, but it's kind of, how do I support myself in that job? And I think probably a lot of us have probably realised since coming from college that teaching is kind of attributed to being very one-dimensional. Now you leave college, you get a job in a local school and you kind of stay there. And I think my generation definitely moving abroad, travelling, kind of people aren't kind of really settling for the idea anymore of, oh, it's great to get a job. A lot of people already are saying, this is great now for a couple of years, but I'm going to go try and do something else. And I think people don't really see the progression that's available that would be in other jobs.
The structure's too flat.
I think so, yeah. And definitely another job, you have bonuses, you can work overtime. There are so many steps for progression. The kind of prospects ahead of us are 20 years teaching in a classroom doing the same thing.
Do you think it's something that dawns on people?
First, you're not really thinking about that long term. You're thinking, oh, teaching, that'd be great one. Do you know, it's nice hours, if you're working with kids, you're making a difference. But it's not until you get into a job that you kind of start thinking, what's the long-term goal?
And watching your own old classmates and what they're up to and your pals, I presume.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I see friends now that they're 6 months in a job and they're saying, oh, I'm getting a promotion now, I'm getting a bonus. And,
yeah. So in terms of accommodation, is that a major factor?
100% in Dublin. I have friends from college, I saw them September, October, putting up posts on Facebook saying, has anybody got a spare room? I'm commuting from Cavan and Westmeath. And these, I know of one girl who was in my year who was looking into staying with Simon Community, contacting them, could she get a bed? Done her 4 years, ready to go into work. She's qualified, can't get a place to stay. But I know so many who are struggling with their payments. You know, their rent is eating up half, 3/4 of their salary. Single rooms, you're looking at about 650, 700. And you know, on our starting salary, you're talking, that's half, up to 3/4 of your salary. Definitely, the cost of living is just, it's shocking.
Yeah, so it's accommodation costs, the salary mentioned there too, and career progression. They're the things that Tony sees are the big obstacles.
Yeah, the conversations with his friends, as he said, within 6 months, they're talking about bonuses and promotions. And, you know.
But I suppose teaching was always that way, you know.
That hasn't changed. Appeal of it. And he said to me, look, many of his friends talk about taking a break and returning, mm-hmm. you know, and that is something that we know graduate teachers, you know, that's a very common popular thing to do. And that's something he said, look, I can see in time that people want to do that. But he's 23, his peers are 23, I suppose. So they're just at a different stage in their life. But I mean, if he talks about their €700 out of your pay for your first month teaching, it's huge money
for
people.
It's too much. Now, the knock-on effect from all of this is on the principals themselves, Evelyn, and we heard a little bit from them earlier. But the IPPN found in a recent survey that there are fewer teachers now who want to become principals in schools.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about being overwhelmed in those roles now. And I spoke to Simon Lewis, and Simon's a principal in Carlow, and Carlow Educate Together. And he made the point that the job has so many aspects to it now that it's exhausting, and it is putting people off applying for the job. And he said, look, principals have to be experts on legal, financial, human resources, health and safety, building, maintenance, works too. You know, that the range of jobs is interesting. But the Department of Education have set up a task force. They're going to look into these issues to tackle the shortages. But it's clear from talking to Simon Lewis that there are issues to be tackled. So here's Simon Lewis. Tells me a little bit more.
Things, I suppose, have been gradually getting worse in terms of workload on principals as the needs and demands on schools has increased. Principals' mental health and physical health is double the normal rate of stress for workers. Again, while we weren't surprised, I suppose we didn't think it might have been, you know, quite so high. As well as being a principal of a school, we've become finance managers, building managers, HR officers, legal teams, psychologists, and the list goes on. And we've been taking on all these extra jobs that I suppose there's departments for in most other businesses of similar sizes. An average sized school in Ireland would have, you know, 50 to 60 staff, and that's all managed by one person. So it's a lot of work for one person.
And then, you know, you've got through COVID and now you seem to be facing into this endless shortage of supply of teachers.
Now it's reached a point where it seems to be, I think, 60% of schools in Dublin don't have a full cohort of staff at all, which is astonishing. A group I'm involved with, the National Principals Forum, did a survey, and results coming back show that 72% of schools couldn't find a qualified substitute. They ended up having to split classes, and we're back to a situation again where we're using unqualified personnel. 40% of schools had to use people who aren't teachers. You know, that's an era I thought we'd never return to.
And when you have jobs on offer, I know you're in Carlow, you know, what has the uptake or the interest been like?
In Carlow, we're sort of benefactors of the mass exodus of Dublin in a way that the last few teachers I've hired have been very experienced teachers who were in Dublin for several years and just couldn't afford to live in Dublin. So many.
And Simon, was that the recurring theme?
It's the most pointed thing right now. But I mean, you have a massive problem with diversity in terms of the teaching profession. There's thousands of people who can't become teachers because they might not have enough Irish language, or they may be the wrong religion, wrong in inverted commas. Huge barriers to get into teaching in Ireland.
Big problems. Evelyn, thank you very much for bringing us that. We're going to go to the news after this break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.